Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 192, Hope That Holds. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's asset has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5, verse 5. Let that land for a moment. Does not put us to shame. Does not disappoint, does not walk away. Paul is not selling us a fragile, sunny optimism that only works when life cooperates. He knew suffering from the inside, imprisonment, shipwreck, rejection, loss. And it is from that place, from inside real tribulation, that he lifts his voice and declares, the hope that comes from God is a firm anchor. It does not give way when everything else does. And then comes the word that changes everything. Poured. Stay with it. Paul did not say God offered his love or made it available. He said poured. That word is lavish, extravagant, not a trickle from a slow drip, but an overflow, rain breaking open over cracked and thirsty ground. God's love did not arrive at your heart, measured out, rationed, calculated. It came like a downpour, like a mercy that could not hold itself back. And who carries that love all the way into you? The Holy Spirit. God himself gave us the Spirit, not as a reward for spiritual performance, not as a prize for your better days. Given, gift, grace, pure and simple, which means the love of God inside you right now does not depend on how you woke up this morning. It does not depend on how much you prayed last week. The Spirit of Christ is dwelling in you, and he is the living seal of the Father's love, present, active, real. But maybe you are listening today with a quiet question sitting somewhere in your chest. Does God actually love me? After everything I've done, after everything I've been through, am I still loved? I need to tell you, that question has already been answered. It was answered at the cross. Christ died for us while we were still sinners, not after we improved, not once we became worthy, before, while we were still far off. That is love already proved, a love that no longer needs to be in doubt. And if today you are in the middle of something hard, a grief that won't lift, a situation with no clear way out, I want you to hear this. Biblical hope does not pretend the pain isn't real. It doesn't ask you to perform joy you don't feel. It walks through the pain with you, held up by this love that has been poured within you by the Spirit of God. You don't have to pretend you're fine. You just need to remember you are not alone. So here is what I'm asking you to do today. Before breakfast, before your phone, before the day rushes in, sit quietly for 2 minutes. Place your hand on your chest and say to God, softly, with all the simplicity you have, I receive your love right now, not as a performance, as faith. Let that truth settle into you for real. And then send one short message, even just a line, to someone you know is going through something difficult, someone who needs to know they are not alone today, because the love that was poured into you was always meant to overflow. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.